Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, folks. November 26th, the day before Thanksgiving. There's going to be a lot of traffic out there, a lot of people running around, a lot of people picking up things for tomorrow's celebrations throughout the day. Just be careful, please. Kids riding their bikes. The weather's really nice outside, getting out front on the lawns, throwing footballs around and the like. You just want to make sure that you proceed down the neighborhood streets safely. Just take your time. Don't get all up in a dither about much of anything. We've got a great show lined up for you today. In the 12 o'clock hour, we'll visit with New Orleans & Company, Walt Leger. He's the company president and CEO, and he brings with him Katie Kasbarian, Arno's Restaurant, and the project visionary and lead collaborator for Second Line in the Sky. You're going to want to hear about this temporary memorial and lighting installation that's going to be unveiled in the French Quarter on December 1st. And why they are doing that. And we'll talk a lot about the convention business, where we stand today, what we can expect going through the holiday season, which is always very, very busy here in the city of New Orleans. We'll visit with G&O Inc. President and CEO Michael Heck at 11 o'clock, and we'll talk with Gary Rosenfeld as well. He's the CEO of Plan A Games. It's a company that's going to open an office here in New Orleans, and we'll talk about exactly what they do and what it means for us. General Thomas Frelieu, the 51st Adjutant General of Louisiana, is going to join us to talk about Jackson Barracks is actually opening up again for their Christmas tour of the antebellum homes that were built in 1836. On Jackson Barracks. We'll talk about that. It's a very interesting tour to take. I've done it many, many times. A beautiful property there, and we'll get a chance to talk to General Thomas Frelieu. I want to talk a little bit about yesterday's interview of Mayor-elect Helena Moreno and Joe Geruso, who serves as the chair of the Budget Committee, and he will no longer be in that role because he's decided not to run again. He was term limited and decided not to run for any other position on the city council. And there will be some changes, obviously, and the like. Leslie Harris will be the new chairman of the Budget Committee. And there were some really interesting things that were revealed by Ms. Moreno yesterday. And one is that Leslie Harris is going to be the chair of the Budget Committee. And two, that she's already brought her into the meetings and the consultations and the decision-making process of the new budget, the amended 2026 budget that was proposed yesterday and what that means and the like. And already, before even taking office, you see this development of a spirit of cooperation. It did not exist for roughly 8 years with Mayor LaToya Cantrell. And that is an opportunity loss. And the net result, net impact of that is that we were less than as a result of the inability to work. In fact, in many cases, they were intentionally misled. And what a number of council members who have begun to speak out a little bit about what was going on under the Cantrell administration, based on revelations that have been brought forward by the Louisiana legislative auditor and others, they have recognized that they may have been intentionally misled, and they're upset about it, and they damn well should be, because that's not how this is supposed to work. And the ones that are really paying the price now are you and other taxpayers in the city of New Orleans, as well as city workers. And if you are a city worker, you should be damn mad at the Cantrell administration, because they have walked us down this primrose path into a mayhem type budget that no one really was able to figure out who's on first, what's on second. We didn't even know how much of a deficit we had. We had to bring a third party in order to determine exactly how much cash we had and how much we didn't have and what the financial picture was going to be. We've had to take remedial action by going to the bond commission and being able to sell revenue anticipation bonds, which means that they are going to be using property tax dollars that they start to receive after January 31st, which is when they are due in the city of New Orleans, unlike most other parishes that are due on December 31st. And so depending on how much money they have to draw down, they will be in debt again. And so that's why it's very critical that the execution of what was proposed yesterday by Mayor-elect Helena Moreno stands fast, right, and needs to be done. There's not a lot of room for error here as it relates to these numbers. But I will say I was very impressed with the approach, very conservative in nature. They weren't plugging numbers and making up numbers. We've seen that before, and we've seen what happens when you do so. You end up having to tell mistruths, half-truths, and a little bit of misdirection as to what actually is happening relative to the budget, which is never a good thing. So a lot of folks, I was out and about yesterday. A lot of folks stopped me. I was at a restaurant last night. Folks stopped me in the restaurant. We're talking about the presentation on the show. They were very excited. It was good to hear that. Obviously, it's helped create some momentum in the belief that the mayor is going to do the right thing. They liked the way that she laid it out. They liked the way that she was able to articulate a lot about this budget. They think that she has a realistic view of what it is that she needs to do here in the short term. Everyone wants it to improve. Everyone wants this process to be sacrosanct. Everyone wants good, valid, credible information day in and day out. I heard that used several times. But the overall theme, very, very positive. And so, you know, it's an opportunity for us all of us, to build on this positive momentum as we try to right the ship. Now, 2026 is going to be a difficult year. There's no other way to put it. And I think, as the mayor-elect has said many times, the real challenge is managing expectations. The legislative auditor believes that this may be a 2 to 3 year process. Yesterday, on the show, Mayor-elect Moreno said that she wants it to happen faster than that. I like that little level of impatience, especially when it comes to the budget, because hopefully that will drive what I think one of the most important things that she said yesterday was that there would be monthly and in some cases weekly reviews of actual to budget experience. Because things don't get better if you're not looking and measuring and evaluating and analyzing the data. You want to be nimble. You want to make, if you see a trend, you got to get in there, especially if it's negative. You got to get in there and change the course of that negative trend. Because the math is the math, and it'll eat you up. And we've seen what has happened with overtime. That is a classic area of manipulation. And, yeah, I'm just going to use the word manipulation. Look, I've been on both sides of this equation, right? Both as the chief financial officer looking at this data, managing the overtime, and being an officer utilizing the overtime. You give, you know, my experience has been you put a number out there, they're going to try to spend to the number. It's just the reality, right? I've got this. You know, this is to the benefit of my unit. We're going to use up as much as we possibly can. Can't explain it. That's how it usually worked. Oftentimes, I would remind folks, we generate so much revenue for the sheriff's office. We have a pie. The more that we spend in the pie, the less surplus we have, the less likely that we can posture the budget for the next pay raise. So anytime you abuse, you manipulate, you spend more than you really actually need to, you're not prudent in the way that you're implementing this strategy, you're a little bit footloose and fancy free on the spend, you're only hurting yourself. Because there's less dollars available to be spread out amongst the members of the organization in benefits and pay raises. Simple. Now, some people got it. Some people didn't. You have a lot of live for the moment people. They're not in it for the long term. They're not in it for the long haul. They're not worried about their legacy. They're not worried about how they're going to be remembered. They're part of a club that a good friend of mine told me about, the 4Gs club, the gimme, get it, got it, and gone. They don't care about tomorrow or next week or next month. And those are the individuals that are about 70 or 80% players, and they're very difficult to manage, and basically they're unhappy, and they really shouldn't be working in the organization. They should really move on because they're too hard to manage, quite frankly. If they don't believe in what they're trying to do and what's happening, and it's all about the manipulation of the system to cover up their lack of desire to really give 100 or 110%, they need to go, quite frankly. And these incredible hurdles that we have to get over with civil service and this and that, that needs to be modified. When we're looking at the furloughs that are in place, the folks that are suffering the consequence of that, which I don't blame the mayor-elect for doing it. I think I would have done the exact same thing because it's a collection of small gains, and it's in the totality of that collection where you get to the target. There's no one or two places where you can go find $220 million on an $800-plus million or maybe $900-plus million projected, no, that's expenditures, excuse me, $725 million in projected revenue. It's a big number. $222 million deficit, right? So it's going to be a collection of little gains here, there, and everywhere. And everyone's going to have to participate. But in this case, only the unclassified employees are the ones that are going to bear the brunt of the furlough because, you know, it's too difficult. It's a big problem on the civil service side of what's going to have to ultimately happen there. And it shouldn't be that way. And that's one of the downsides and one of the dangers of having a mayor that's not minding the P's and Q's, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, doing what's necessary day in and day out, worried about how many sister cities we're going to have, how many trips we can take, how much money we can spend, how many contracts we can sign in a short period of time, how many friends we can actually assist, and how many times we can actually create conflict with everybody to include the New Orleans City Council. Now, I could go on for about another 5 or 6 minutes, but I think you get the message. So I thought it was a great job of conservative projections, some small revenue enhancements that to me, nobody likes them. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think they're as painful as most people are going to believe. I think they took the least painful route, and they should be commended for that, because, like I said, it's going to be a bunch of little things. There's some revenue recapture, which was absolutely necessary. I don't know how we let people owe us money forever and we just don't go collect the money. You know, if you don't treat it like it's your own, because I can promise you, any of the folks that are charged with the duty to go collect that money in the administration, if it was their own money, is there any doubt out there anywhere that that money would not have been collected? No, not at all, right? It would have been collected. Because when people owe you money, you go get it. Because it improves your quality of life. That's the same mentality that the workforce needs to bring each and every day in representing the taxpayers and representing the voters of the city of New Orleans. Treat that money as though it is your own. And everybody will be much better served for it. And then there was a lot of expense reduction spread out, unlike what was proposed by the mayor, which doesn't take a lot of leadership at all, a 30% cut amongst all the agencies. That is about the laziest way that a financial manager can take care of an expense problem, right? I mean, it's almost like just saying we don't care, right? And it's the same thing when you're putting together pay schedules, when you're putting together a table of organization, when you're putting together a chart of accounts. If it's very sloppy, it's not going to work for you very well. If you don't adhere to the protocols in the matrix, it's not going to work very well for you, and you get in trouble. But this 30% across the board is a very lazy way of doing that. And it seems as though they took the Moreno administration took the opportunity in working with folks from the Cantrell administration to dig deeper, to get down to a more granular level and try and figure it out, right? And to give you an example, you know, you had some departments, 25% reductions. Some at 18, some as high as 32, some as low as single digits, some, you know, double digit, low double digit. So they were all over the map. I think the highest, and I believe that there was some restructure that plays into this number as well, was like 56%. But it was obvious that they took the time to realign, restructure, and cut where they thought it was going to make the most sense in order to do so. So I'm encouraged. I am very encouraged. I you know, went through this document that they provided. A lot of what they recommended, I would have probably done exactly the same thing. That it needed to be done, no doubt about it. Now, really, the next challenge, and I was shocked to hear this, shocked, but maybe I shouldn't be, that the mayor is picking and choosing, picking and choosing vendors to pay right now. That is a very dangerous practice. Very dangerous for all of us. Why? Because it upsets vendors. If you're going to pay, you should pay a percentage of what is owed to all of the vendors, of what you can afford, so that everybody gets a taste, right? And it's not just your favored vendors. One of the problems why we're paying too much is too many of the quality vendors that we have, and we have a lot that do quality work, They're smart people. They refuse to work for the city. Can't blame them. If they're not getting paid for 90 or 120 days, they become the working capital for the city of New Orleans. They have obligations to their employees if they're a privately held company. They have obligations to family member owners. They have obligations to a lot of different people. And they have a lot of, they have obligations to their own creditors. So they're not going to put themselves at risk to go and do work for the city if the city doesn't treat them appropriately. And it gets really, really hard when you go out on procurement of services with a public bid if there are no bidders, right? And if there's one bidder, the bidder knows I can add a premium to this, and they're not going to have, there's not anything that they can do or say about it. If they want the work done, they're going to pick me. Can't blame them. They're putting a premium to make sure that they are able to fulfill the obligations to their private company, family member owners, the employees that work there, the creditors that they owe money to, because they know that they're not going to get paid on time. So I guess the last parting shot, or the last opportunity to just it all over us by LaToya Cantrell, is that she's going to start playing the vendor payment game. And then I understand that there's also the possibility that she's signing new and contracts and extending others. That's going to be the parting shot of the lack of legacy of LaToya Cantrell. It's absolutely amazing to me that on the one hand, you can put Joe Threat up, you can work really hard in facilitating a transition, and on the other hand, take all of the positives away by engaging in just raw politics as your parting shot here. Now, I understand the council had to take some preventative measures in order to ensure that that is not going to be able to be accomplished by this simple-minded individual that just really doesn't get it and hasn't figured out yet that she's not the center of the universe. Maybe there will be another location where she might figure that out. I don't know. I don't care. I just can't wait to get to January 11, my birthday. But I'm glad that the council's taken the preventive measures, because that would only delay any progress that they could achieve in the year of 2026. And it shows, at least to me, they're going to stay all over this issue, and they're not going to allow themselves to get punished as this individual rides off into the sunset. And hopefully that ride is quicker than ever. I've never really wanted a holiday season to go by so fast, but when I hear stuff like this, if all of this is true, it is a tragic chapter in this book called the LaToya Cantrell Administration. She should do us all a favor. Don't go to work. We will be better served. We'll be
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back. Welcome back, folks. We are joined by General Thomas Frelieu, the 51st Adjutant General of the state of Louisiana. General, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noel. Glad to be here.
And thank you for your service. We truly appreciate it. Great news out of Jackson Barracks. The Christmas celebration is back.
Yes, it is. On the 6th and 7th of December, we're going to open up Jackson Barracks to the public for the first time in 20 years for Christmas in the barracks. And Newell, this is the first one we've done since Hurricane Katrina. So from 5 to 9:30 p.m. on both nights, ticket holders can enjoy the historic area of the post decked to the absolute nines for Christmas. All of our historic homes lit up for Christmas. We're going to have all kind of events. It's going to be a great event.
For those of the listening audience not familiar, Jackson Barracks is located at 6541 St. Claude Avenue and is just chock full of history. General, if you could share some of that with us.
Absolutely. So it is the largest assembly of antebellum homes in the United States, and we're going to get this place dressed up for Christmas. We're going to have all the lights, all the buildings in the homes lit up. We're going to have musical performances by our Army band, as well as local schools and choirs. We're going to have a Christmas market, just like you'll see in Germany, with over 27 vendors focused on the holiday season. We're going to have food and beverages also available. Even better, there's a VIP ticket experience where it's going to include a tour of homes of select antebellum homes on post, and they're going to be fully decorated again for the holiday season. And the VIP experience also includes special food and spirits at each house. And most importantly, I've been working with Northcom and NORAD, and we've got clearance for Santa Claus to come down to New Orleans, and he'll be here for the Manning Parade and for the JB Christmas on both nights.
Of course, we love that relationship capital, General, that you have with all the important people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you would, could you just tell us a little bit about the history of the post and what it was originally intended and what it served as?
Absolutely. So the post was built in the 1830s, and it's a result of actually the Battle of New Orleans, which happened, you know, in 1815. So this was the Army decided to put a garrison right here on the river to help prevent another invasion that happened, you know, the 15 years before. So the Jackson Barracks is the antebellum homes is the original fort that was built there. So 19 of those buildings have endured decades of events. You know, it's five Katrina. And the post was brought back because of its historical significance. That was completely wiped out during Katrina. The architectural and historical significance of the barracks was recognized in 1976, and it was listed on the National Register of Historic Districts of National Significance.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful facility. Before Katrina, I had several opportunities to enjoy the Christmas celebration there. It was something that a lot of families and a lot of military families did annually, right?
Absolutely. Again, it's the first time we've done it in 20 years, and the post doesn't look like it did before Katrina. Going back to history, when it got wiped out for Katrina and we started moving forward to bring back Jackson Barracks, we found the actual records of an old engineer captain in the 1820s and 30s, how they designed Jackson Barracks. And we had modern architects look at that and use that vision to make Jackson Barracks. What would Jackson Barracks have looked like by that old engineer officer way back in the day, and that didn't design it to look like that? So everything matches. It's beautiful. It's going to be a great event.
How active is Jackson Barracks today, General?
We've got this is the headquarters of the Louisiana National Guard. It's the headquarters. Both the Army and Air Force side have their headquarters here. We headquartered our our state military department here on post. We've got significant units. We got the famous 141 Field Artillery here, the 139th Regional Support Group. We've got the museum is here on post. That's always open. So it's a very active post.
Yeah. At one time, was the 159th Fighter Squadron located out at Jackson Barracks as well, or no? Or
is that no, just they're at Bell Chase. We've never had a runway for them to be able to be here at Jackson.
No, I mean some of the administrative staff. I know
sure,
you
yeah,
land
absolutely.
Jets there.
we do land helicopters here on post, but not yeah. jets. So you know, the Air Force, the Air National Guard headquarters is here on Jackson Barracks.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay,
yeah.
Wasn't sure.
Sure, and back to for Christmas in the Barracks again. This is what a great opportunity that we have to share this post with the public. Tickets are on sale now at www.jbchristmas.com. The general admission is $20 for adults, $10 for children under 10. Guests can also purchase that VIP experience, and that's $100 per person. But you're going to receive exclusive access to the Antebellum Homes, along with reserved parking, reserved seating, and a private reception. All guests, no matter what ticket you buy, are going to have access to the outdoor walking tour, the Christmas lights, the marketplace, as well as the food, holiday, musical performance. And, of course, you'll be able to see Santa.
And all the proceeds benefit the Louisiana National Guard Foundation. General, if you would, tell us about that.
Absolutely. The foundation is a nonprofit organization that funds initiatives that support our Louisiana Guard airmen and soldiers. Anything from morale, recreation, and welfare, housing initiatives, emergency assistance, it all goes toward working for them.
Great cause, a great opportunity to see one of the jewels in greater New Orleans area, Jackson Barracks, going back to, what was it, 1815? Or no, 1830.
Late 1830s, right. And, you know, yeah. Newell, this event, we couldn't do this without the support of our local business and the community. And we have a lot of sponsors, and we're very extremely thankful for these sponsors. But I want to also stress, it's not too late to become a sponsor. And anybody that wants to become a sponsor for Christmas in the Barracks, all the details are on the website, jbchristmas.com, regarding sponsorship and contact information.
Well, best of luck and congratulations for bringing this jewel back to life for us at Christmas. It was always a lot of fun. It's a beautiful piece of property, just a beautiful experience. And folks, if you've never seen Jackson Barracks, this is one of the best times to ever see Jackson Barracks. And so try it out. General Thomas Frelieu, the 51st Adjutant General of Louisiana, thank you so much for joining us today, and have a blessed holiday season.
Thank you, Newell. Same to you.
Thank you, sir. We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us, folks. So every time I end up talking about this budget morass that we have found ourselves in, and even, you know, slightly mention that the council was not fully informed as to the state of the state as to where we were, I get a bunch of texts about, you know, from folks that are expressing serious doubt that the council had no knowledge. And I've done this a couple of times, and I just feel compelled to do it again because it seems like these are growing in numbers. I don't know if this is a concerted effort or who's behind it, but I'm going to go through this again. So on Holy Thursday of this year, Holy Thursday, Gilbert Montano, the chief administrative officer of the city of New Orleans, and Romy Samuel, the chief financial officer, appeared before the council. And allegedly, they had good news to deliver to the council. Montano said on Holy Thursday, if we spent every dollar this entire year and everything comes to fruition, we will end the year with a $100 million fund balance. That was 5 months ago. Then in the fall, things started to change. And actually, before that, there were indications of vendors not being paid and things not going on. And so what happened was that there was clearly trouble in paradise, because there were a lot of things, they were in a cash crunch. And, you know, we started hearing about how the FEMA grants and this and that. Well, those aren't new. They've been around 10, 12, 14 years. There's nothing new about that. They should have been all over that particular issue. So to consider that now, so then they end up calling in the legislative auditor. In fact, it was Mayor-elect Helena Moreno and members of the council that said, we need to get some independent eyes in here, because now the stories that we're getting, these numbers are changing. We should be able to determine what our deficit is, right? And they figured out that it was probably about $162 million in the fall. So if you consider a $100 million surplus that now is a $160 million deficit, that's a $260 million delta. Okay? It's a miss. It's a bet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Bad, bad miss. It doesn't get any worse than that. Fast forward to December, and we're actually looking at, what is it, a $220 million possible deficit, as reported in the budget documents of the council. Don't remember, but let's just go with the 160-something million. I mean, no, 222.4 million. You're not even in the same stratosphere. Okay? I mean, it's not even close. So there's no way that you could say that the council had the necessary, accurate, adequate information to talk about spending strategies, this, that, or otherwise, because before the summer, if we spend every dollar, we're golden. So this is direct evidence of something was wrong, something was astray, something went awry. Somebody didn't understand numbers. Maybe there was a difficulty between new math and old math. I don't know. It doesn't really matter, because you didn't get it. That's what you're paid to do, to get it. You know, if somebody misses the number by 1%, 2%, 3%, you know, not so bad. If it's greater than 5%, under the accounting principles, it's material. I mean, you know, so here we are. You can ask any accountant, anybody that's out there that does government accounting or financial accounting, they're going to tell you, you know, over $200 million miss on roughly a $725 million revenue base is a big problem, right? Big, big problem. So I don't know how much more you have to say to convince one that they really didn't fundamentally know the seriousness of this issue when these statements are being made in April, right? So you're February, March, April, you're in the first quarter of the budget year. And actually, their budget year is on a calendar, but you start getting your revenue in the 13th month, the end of January. But anyway, you know, so let's just say you're into the fourth month. You got 3 months of data behind you. So you have the first quarter of data behind you. I mean, I don't know how you have an expectation that they should have known otherwise. These are direct quotes. He doubled down in that meeting and he said, "This financial snapshot, I hope, presents the opportunity for the city to make appropriate adjustments, but should assure the public that our financial position is stable through continued fiscal stewardship and financial planning." Those are loosely defined. "The city assures structural balance through 2025, heading into 2026. Sounds pretty damn rosy to me. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Folks, when we come back after the top of the hour news break, Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.